Key News, I'm Ben Thomas. More details coming in on a school shooting in Nashville. Six dead, three adults in their 60s, three children, two just 9 years old, the third eight. The female suspect killed in a confrontation with police. Metro Nashville Police Chief John Drake.
I hope that we would never have this situation. That if we ever did, we would not wait. We would immediately go in and we would immediately engage the person perpetrating this horrible crime.
That sound courtesy WSMV. Drake says the suspect was a 28-year-old woman who was once a student at the school. President Biden's reaction.
We have to do more to stop gun violence. It's ripping our communities apart, ripping the soul of this nation, ripping at the very soul of the nation. And we have to do more to protect our schools.
New Jersey has taken control of the police department in the state's third largest city, Paterson. This less than a month after Paterson police officers fatally shot a well-known crisis intervention worker during a standoff. Mississippi and Georgia digging out from tornadoes. Julie Walker has details.
At least 25 people were killed in Friday's Mississippi storms, where that EF4 tornado stretched for 59 miles, according to meteorologists. Volunteers like Jared Coons on the ground helping residents left homeless.
Houses, homes, everything I can see is in some state of destruction.
Now the Southern Plains and Midwest bracing for more severe storms Thursday and Friday, says National Weather Service Storm Prediction Center forecaster Jared Geyer.
This kind of setup could produce severe storms capable of large hail, damaging winds, and tornadoes.
Geyer says we're getting into prime season for tornadoes. I'm Julie Walker.
On Wall Street, stocks ticked higher for the most part. The S&P and the Dow saw modest gains. This is AP News. The man suing Gwyneth Paltrow over a ski collision in Utah has told his side of the story. Ed Donahue reports on what he had to say.
Paltrow testified retired optometrist Terry Sanderson ran into her from behind.
I didn't engage in risky behavior.
Sanderson says everything was going great on the slopes that day.
And then I heard something I've never heard at a ski resort, and that was a blood-curdling scream. Just, I can't do it. It was... And then, boom.
He says the collision broke four ribs and caused post-concussion symptoms that changed his personality and strained his family relationships.
Serious, serious smack. Never been hit that hard, and I'm flying. I'm absolutely flying.
Paltrow's lawyers are arguing Sanderson is trying to exploit the actress's wealth and celebrity. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.